Welcome to The Making of a Record, Part 3, a reality program. This is a continuing series where we follow the progress of two new recording artists. First, Venezuelan-born violinist, composer, and bandleader Jesus Florido has completed recording and mixing his debut album, Heading North. But the final steps in completing the project are taking much longer than expected because he's working with a limited budget.
But because of that, I have to rely on an incredible group of people. I mean, the engineers, everybody involved is just top-notch. I just cannot afford to pay them to do it in one chunk. So I have to rely on them doing it in between projects. So I get pushed back. I mean, the album was supposed to be done in April, and it was all recorded by then. And it's taking me all this time just to mix it. And meanwhile, here I am biting my nails and gonna get thrown out of my apartment, you know, gonna repossess my car, and I have no money, I have nothing to show for. And I know within a few months, I'll be fine. But now is the problem.
Jesus does music full-time, and although he's been a well-paid sideman with Whitney Houston, Yo-Yo Ma, Jimmy Page, and Robert Plant, he's chosen to concentrate full-time on his own career.
I also realize that this is the only way to do it. I cannot get a job. I cannot go and work somewhere. This is a full-time thing for me, and if I don't put 300% of my time, it won't work. My rule is that only the 1% of the 1% makes it, and I'm going to make it. You know, because I'm 1% of that 1%, but it's taking me my life on it. I mean, I'm betting my life on this, but I know that if I take the risk, I'll get the gain. And my girlfriend goes like, what kind of job is this? What kind of life is this? Are you gonna be like this all your life? And I said, no, listen, understand. I mean, I'm trying to explain to the people that I love, my family, and, you know, and my closest friends. They don't understand because I don't have a job. You know, they think I don't work. And that's the hardest part. You know, everybody looks at you and they say, oh, you're a musician, oh, you're so happy. You know, oh, you just go play. You don't know, this is very stressful. This is my life that's going on here, you know? I have no life. I have no plan B. If somebody asks me at the end, when I'm out there and I'm up, how did you do it? My answer will be, I had no plan B. I'm like a religious fanatic, but in music, you know? I mean, people believe in God and the God that they've never seen. Well, I believe in the success that I never had. Isn't that the same thing? I mean, I'm not putting religion down in any way, but it's faith. What moves me is faith. You know, I know this is gonna work, and I have no other plan.